knowing that I desire your prayers this morning and to stand before you, depending on him yet one more time. Recognizing yet again that I can't do anything without him, depending on him. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Counsel for the soul.
Amen.
Changeless as the throne of God. Have a thought this morning that I'd like to share. The Lord placed on my heart a few weeks ago. And I don't have any markers up here this morning, but the thought this morning is sensitivity. And to begin, I'd like us all to just think about sensitivity in a way that all of us can relate to in a natural sense. Even the children. All of us have senses, don't we? We have five of them, really, to be exact. And we are all familiar with all of them. We use them every day, don't we? Think about our sense of touch. To be able to know whether when we reach out and touch something, if it's that. To be able to know whether something is hot, whether something is cold, we can do that with our sense of touch, can't we? Be able to recognize whether we feel something and whether it's smooth or whether it has a rough surface to it. All of us can relate to that. We use our sense of touch all the time throughout every day that we have life and breath. What about our sense of sight? We use that all the time too, don't we? To be able to distinguish the difference between light and darkness, right? We use the sense of our sight that we have. All of us maybe have been had experienced maybe at one point in our lives where it was completely dark and then a light was turned on and it was kind of a shock to our senses. You ever try to think about being young? You ever try to look at the sun? It's not advisable, is it? Right? But since our sense of sight, we have an understanding to know that if we value that sight, that's something that we can't do directly. We have to shield it in some fashion. Again, something that all of us can relate to. What about our sense of hearing? Loud noises, maybe? What's our response when we hear a scream? Then we know something's the matter, right? We know something because of that sense that we have, and we hear that noise, something's wrong. We have a sense of smell, don't we? To be able to determine whether something is pleasant or unpleasant. To be able to know how you know what's wonderful? How God created us. He made us so all these senses work together, don't we? You know that when you experience food, it wouldn't be the same if you couldn't smell it?
That's true.
And that goes to our fifth sense, right? Taste. All of us, we use them all the time, don't we? We all have a sensitivity to our environment. We have a sensitivity to all the things around us. Can you imagine if you didn't have taste? If you didn't have that sense? Do you think your life would be a little bit different? Not be able to know whether what you're eating is bitter or sweet, whether something is sour. If you didn't have
that sense of taste. You know, some of the senses, all the senses that we have, we think about just in a natural sense how we use them. We were either taught or it's something that was learned, right? When children are born, it's either they learn to utilize each of the senses that God has given, or God gives parents that helps children to know, don't do that. I'm reminded of one of my children. I don't remember the age they were. But something that we visually saw, but just we couldn't respond quick enough. There was an ironing board there, and it had a hot iron on it. And the child proceeded to, I believe there was a chair, I don't know if it was a chair or something that was close. They stood up on the chair and put their hand directly on that hot iron. You know, maybe, that child knew then, don't do that. You know, maybe we've had children where we said, don't touch the stove, it's hot, right? And that child has to follow that, or they're going to find out if they don't want to believe what their parents had to say, whether that stove is hot or not. So these senses that God has given us, we learn them. We've learned about them. We've learned how to use them. Is it possible for the senses that God has given us to be weakened or damaged, to be impaired in some kind of way? It's possible, right? Yes. All of us, maybe just different things. That definition of sensitive is highly responsive, readily affected or changed, having or showing concern for a specific matter. Going to touch a little bit upon that sense of taste that we have. Do you know that there's between 2,000 and 4,000 taste buds on your tongue? That's how we're able to taste and enjoy. You know, y'all have heard me say it before, I enjoy eating. You know, and that's a part, that's a major part of it, isn't it? If I didn't have the taste of that sense of taste, how could you really enjoy what you eat? You couldn't, right? You would really at that point just have to do it just out of a sense to live, because you wouldn't necessarily be the experience. You ever eaten something that was too hot? Or drunk something that was too hot? What happens to those taste buds? They get injured, don't they? They get impaired. You burn them, right? And does that have an effect on you? That's when you wouldn't want something like that to happen, maybe it'll be right before Thanksgiving. Wouldn't that be awful? You burn your tongue, and then you won't be able to taste all that wonderful food. It has an effect, doesn't it? And you know what? It's not just that you can't taste. It feels different too, doesn't it? It just doesn't, something just isn't right. Oh, that's a feeling that I don't like. Every time it happens, it's like, why did I do that? Why didn't I test it before? That sensitivity, I don't want to lose it, because I want to be able to enjoy what I'm eating. I have a question this morning. How is our sensitivity to God? Have you lost some sensations? Is it not what it used to be? like to begin with the familiar text of Scripture in the 10th chapter of John and the 27th verse.
My sheep hear my voice.
This is Jesus speaking. He said, my sheep hear my voice.
And I know them.
And they follow me. So if we claim this morning to be one of his children, do we hear his voice? Do we hear his voice and do we follow it? How sensitive are we to his voice this morning?
Yes.
Says, my sheep hear my voice. They don't just hear it. I know them. And they follow me.
Amen.
You know, in the Amplified, that verse says, the sheep that are my own hear and are listening to my voice. So it's not just that we hear him, it's that I'm tuned. My sensitivity toward him is such that I'm listening for him. Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What is your desire for me? I have a sensitivity, not just to hear, but to be hearing. You know, think about children in a natural sense. They can hear you call them, but they can also be listening.
Yes.
Did you call me? You ever had your child to do that? They come to you. I thought I heard you calling me. No, I wasn't calling you. But since you're here, why don't you know? Sometimes we'll do that, won't we? Well, since you're here, why don't you do this then? But you know, it's not just about us hearing his voice. It's about us being able to be listening for it, looking to him. Lord, what do you have for me? I want to be in tune with you. I want to be sensitive to your dealings and your workings. One writer said it like this, as it relates to this verse. Those who hear, believe in, follow, and obey. Hear, believe in, follow, and obey. When you think about those, you can hear, right? Just because you hear, does that mean you have a sensitivity? I mean, it does. There's a sensitivity to hear, but the bottom line is, how do we respond to it? When God is speaking to us, when God is dealing with us, what is our response? So it's important, you know, that's not something that's unimportant. It's important to be able to hear. It's very important. But what do we do with it? Do we believe it? Do we believe what God is intending to get over to us? Do we follow it? Do we obey? We need all four of those to work together. We can't just pick and say, well, I hear, Lord. Don't quite believe, and I'm not going to follow and obey. We need to have a little greater sensitivity. It's good to hear, but we got to do something about it.
Yes.
When we think about the sensitivity that we have towards God, again, it boils down. We made the analogy in a natural sense, how it's learned and taught. The sensitivity that we have before God has to do also with the things that we have been taught and the things that we have learned. That affects the sensitivity that I have towards God. Things that God has revealed to me, that helps define that sensitivity that I have with him. You know, it's something that when God deals with us, when God talks to us, it's not something that we should take for granted. We're talking about the great I am, the creator of the world, trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
It's not something that we should just push aside or cast aside. Be careful. I want to be sensitive, Lord, to you and your dealings with me. Oh, I don't want to become callous. Where I can hear, but that it starts to get faint. We need to clarify our hearing. Make sure that I don't want anything interrupting God's dealings and workings with me.
Yes.
You know what it means for something to be callous? Typically, when you think about a callous, you think about something that we get on our skin, don't we?
Yes.
And what happens is there's a thickening or a hardening in the area of the skin. And what happens? Do you have the same sensitivity on that? It's not there, right? There's something that it feels different. And you know how calluses are, they're formed because of some kind of wound or injury. And then that sensitivity in that particular area is lost. You know, something that we don't want to get is a callousness around our heart. When it comes to God and his dealings with us, you know what? Again, it's because we can be callous because of some kind of injury or hurt. Somebody did me wrong. One of God's people. You know, people like to just throw blankets. You know what? We're human beings, right? But you know what? God is still working on us, isn't he? You know, all of us can maybe look at our lives and say, you know what, there was a time, maybe, you know, maybe even today, I could have done that a little differently. Where somebody could have got offended and hurt it for something that I did. But I can have a callous and I can blame God. We talked a little bit about that this morning in Sunday school. I talked about blaming things on God. I can get a callous there. I don't want to get that. I don't want that. Because it's going to affect the sensitivity that I have towards God. You know what? When we start to feel that, Lord, heal it. Help me, Lord. I don't want that. I don't want my sensitivity to you to be hindered in any kind of way. So, Lord, I feel a callousness coming on. Lord, would you heal it and restore it and make it whole? I want that sensitivity to be strong, to maintain its strength. I don't want to lose any of it. It's just like, you know, in a natural sense, there's certain sensitivities, like the taste, we can get that back, right? We can mess up our taste buds. And God has made our bodies so that it heals. But you know what? There are some that is not like that, right? If I have too much loud noise, it can ruin my hearing. Can't get it back. But God can restore that sensitivity to him. If we feel like it's not what it used to be. I used to hear, if you can say, I used to be more sensitive to God, and I'm not quite as sensitive as I used to be. It's time to say, Lord, I need some help. I want you to heal that. I wanted that sensitivity to you to just be so strong that you can just whisper. You can tap me on the shoulder. You can deal with you don't have to knock me over the head, so to speak, to get my attention. That you can just, like the brother, he mentioned this again, this is mentioned in Sunday school. I thought some of the thoughts that were mentioned is along the same lines. how God deals with us. God wants to just talk to us. He doesn't always want to have to just knock us over the head to get our attention. So, if we have the sensitivity toward him, keep it.
Yes,
don't allow things in our life to hinder it.
Yes,
there's a verse in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and the 1st and 2nd verse. It talks about some things that are taking place right now.
Now the Spirit speaketh
expressly
that in the latter times
some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So in other words, that sensitivity toward God is just gone because there's a callus there now. It's been seared with a hot iron. The writer said having their conscience seared, having their own conscience, not only speaking lies to others, but also having their own conscience seared. Professing to lead others to holiness while their own conscience is all the while defiled. Faith and a good conscience have to be joined together.
Yes, Lord.
When there's unbelief and a bad conscience, that's when you have hypocrisy. So, Lord, I don't want my conscience, I don't want my sensitivity towards you to be seared. So I want to do everything that I can to keep it in the place that you want it to be. We think about God as he deals with us all individually. It doesn't matter how old we are. God speaks to us all, even the children. There's a familiar story in the Bible. We all know about it. It's in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. Starting at verse 1, reading down through verse 10. 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 10.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli.
And the word of the Lord was precious in those days.
There was no open vision.
It came to pass at that time,
when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim.
He could not see.
Ere the lamp of God went out into the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep.
That the Lord called Samuel,
and he answered,
"Here am I."
And he ran to Eli and said,
"Here am I,
for thou callest me."
And he said,
"I called not.
Lie down again."
And he went and he laid down.
And then the Lord called yet again.
Samuel.
Samuel
rose
and he went to Eli.
And he said,
"Here am I,
For thou didst call me.
And he answered.
I called not, my son.
Lie down again.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord.
Neither was the word of the Lord
yet revealed unto him.
And the Lord called Samuel again
the third time.
And he arose and went to Eli.
And he said,
Here am I.
For thou didst call me.
And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child.
Therefore Eli said unto Samuel,
Go,
lie down,
and it shall be,
if he call thee,
that thou shalt say,
Speak,
Lord,
for thy servant heareth.
So Samuel went,
laid down in his place,
and the Lord came and stood,
and called as at other times,
Samuel,
Samuel.
Then Samuel answered,
Speak,
for thy servant heareth.
Isn't this a wonderful story?
Here is a child that we know, that you know the story of Samuel.
He was given for God's purpose.
He was given to
his mother gave him to in the
temple to.
It was a gift back to God.
God gave her a gift and
she gave it back to God.
So he was a
special chosen one.
And here
he's under
Eli's direction,
who seemed like
God was starting to.
The
sensitivity
toward God
was
getting to have some
separation.
So God needed
somebody else that he could
use.
And here's a
little child.
Called on him.
He didn't quite
know yet.
But you know, the
important thing in this
story is, once
we recognize
the voice of God,
once we
recognize his dealings,
grab a hold
to it. And
don't let it go.
The
earlier we get a
hold of knowing
the voice of the Lord
and knowing how
God deals with us,
even as children,
the better
off you are.
And
you don't want that.
You don't want
anything
to
come in between
that
with you and
God.
You know,
the enemy of our soul
would try to do all
that he can
to interfere
with that.
Don't
let him, children.
You know,
this is a special
example because
there was actually
an audible voice
of God speaking.
God
speaks and
deals with us in
other ways.
Sometimes
it might be his
voice,
but you know,
God
uses
his word.
He
uses his word
to speak and
deal with us.
He uses
his vessels
as we
expound upon the
word.
And
we think about
those that write
songs.
Those songs were
born out of experience.
And God
can use those
songs
to deal and
work with us
each individually.
So again,
the most important thing,
once we recognize
his voice,
take heed.
Take
heed and
respond to it.
Don't
let it be something
that we just
cast it
aside.
It's a good
thing as
just young,
as children.
It's a
good habit to
listen to
God's voice. Yes.
Listen to
his dealings.
When God deals
and works,
don't push it aside.
Yes.
Because
it's
if you
get a hold of it
while you're young,
you're going to
spare yourself from
so much heartache
and trouble. Yes.
That's not
to say that God's
going to not
come back to you.
But
if once you
know it and
you recognize it
and you respond to
it, if you
continue to do that,
your
life will be so
much better.
So maybe
you haven't done that.
There's still hope.
There's
still hope.
God
can restore
that sensitivity
towards
him.
You know, we can't presume on the mercy of God. You know, when with this, our sensitivity to God, if you once had it, it doesn't just go away overnight. It's not just you have it today and God deals and works with you today and then tomorrow he just doesn't. It's something that happens gradually. And that's the same thing that happens with the callus. It's a gradual thing. And you gradually, you hear his voice, and then you, I hear you, Lord. I believe, Lord, but I'm not ready. Then he comes again. I hear you, Lord. I think I believe. Still not ready. Then the next time, again, we're presuming on the mercy of God. Really, what is he obligated? Is he obligated to continue to deal with us? But in his love and his mercy, again, if you had a sensitivity towards God and is not here today, it happened gradually. So the warning to us is to maintain it. Don't let anything interfere with it. If you feel like, I still hear your voice, that's wonderful. Don't get to the place where you just ignore him. And then you don't even hear him because the callousness around your heart is just so severe that you can't even hear. What a sad condition to be in. We don't want to get to that place. So how we can avoid that is to maintain that sensitivity. Lord, when you speak, when you deal with me, yes, Lord, just like Samuel said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Every time, Lord, what do you have me to do? I want to be sensitive to your dealings with me. Remember Samuel? Or not Samuel, Samson. He was a specially set apart, wasn't he? God had a specific purpose for him and his life. And he had a sensitivity toward God, didn't he? What happened to him? We're gonna read just maybe a few verses in there just to pull out a few things. But he got careless, didn't he? He got careless and slack and start playing games, lying. You know what? It doesn't specifically mention as you read through that, but I believe that God was there dealing with him. All along the way, each time he was playing around, oh, you want to know the secret to my strength, and he'd tell a lie, and then he'd tell another lie. I believe God was dealing with him. That sensitivity had just gradually dissipated. Till he got himself in trouble, didn't he? Let's turn there very quickly to Judges, the 16th chapter, the 20th verse. I know time is getting away from me.
And she said,
this is him talking to, I believe he was talking to Delilah, Judges 16 to 20.
The Philistines be upon thee.
The Philistines be upon thee.
Samson.
Samson.
And he awoke out of his sleep.
He awoke out of his sleep. Here he's having a conversation back and forth here with Delilah. This is after all his playing around, right? And then he gave up his secret. And now what's he expecting? He expecting God to still be there for him, right? What happened here?
And he woke out of his sleep.
And he said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. The sensitivity, he had lost it. And he had just completely drifted away from God. And now he's ready to, I'm ready to call on you, Lord. I'm in trouble now. I need you. God was already gone. Oh, but in his love and mercy. In his love and mercy, you all know the story. They put him to work, grinding the meal on the thing. Just, and he couldn't see now. They took his blood, put his eyes out. Oh, but he called upon God yet one more time, didn't he? In that 28th verse.
And Samson called
unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines from my two eyes. God restored his strength one last time. But you know what? Don't be found in that place. Don't get that far. Don't get so far away from God where you can't even hear his voice anymore, where you don't respond to his dealings with you. Don't get to that place. Maintain your sensitivity to God. Don't wait for God to have to do something drastic to wake us up. We're not going to go there, but you know the story of Jonah. God was dealing with him. He didn't want to do what God told him to do. You know, God could have just destroyed him right then and there. He could have. But God was more concerned about the people in Nineveh, wasn't he? So in his love and in his mercy, he had Jonah swallowed up by the whale. Again, God had to do something drastic. He had to shake him up to such a place. What else could he do in there? Lord, please have mercy on me. I believe he was doing some serious praying in there. Probably praying like never before. God in his mercy. I remember a story that we were told when I was a child. I confirmed some of these details with my mother. There was a brother from Oklahoma, Brother Sam Barton, I believe his name was. And as the story was told, there was a period of time in his life where God did not deal with him for 15 years. Can you imagine being in a place like that? You know, we can only respond to God if God deals with us. If he's not dealing with us, we can't respond to him. Could you imagine going through life without having any dealings from God for 15 years? Drastic. Don't get to that place. God, in his love and mercy, he extended it to that brother. I believe he became a minister. I don't know. I believe there's a book. He wrote a book. But the point being, don't get to that place. Respond. If you have a sensitivity towards God, respond to him. Because you know what? If you don't respond, then his dealings and his workings are going to get faint. And they'll just continue to get more faint until we don't even recognize him. And then he'll just, you know what? God, he's not obligated. When we reject God, he's not obligated. He can just say, all right, you don't want to have nothing to do with me? Okay. You know, a lot of times we presume on the mercy of God. That's a dangerous thing to do. Isaiah 55 and 6. I'm almost finished here.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Call ye upon him
while he is near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You know what that means? That means when God deals with you, respond. That's what it means. Because you know what? There may be a point in time where he's not near. And if he's not near, how can you respond to him? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. It's a wonderful thing to be chastened of God. You know, the enemy of our soul would like us to make us think that the trials and tests of life, I mean, they're not fun, but there's a purpose that God has in them, right? Yes. He's trying to perfect something in us. So, Lord, what do you have in this for me? That's that sensitivity towards him. Lord, what is it? What's in this for me, Lord? I want to draw closer to you. We don't want to have to, you know, sometimes when God sends something our way and we don't quite handle it like he wants us to, we have to have a repeat. You know, there's an expression sometimes in the work that I do. You don't have time to do it right, but you got time to do it over. Lord, what do you have me to do? What is in this for me, Lord? There's a callousness again that we can develop from rejecting God. There's a song that we sing, and one of the verses says, there's a line. There's a line that is drawn by rejecting the Lord when the call of his spirit is lost. Do we want to take that chance? We can't afford to. We can't afford to. When God deals with us, we need to respond. I want to maintain this sensitivity that I have. Again, God is not obligated to extend mercy to us. Take full advantage of his dealings and his workings. It's my desire to maintain that sensitivity. I don't want anything in my life to interfere with it. Because I don't want that gradual decline. You know, if the God gives us these stories, his word, to remind us. Because we're saved now by the help and by the grace of God, but it's something that we have to maintain on a daily basis. Because you know what? If I'm not careful, there go I. You know, everybody that's got saved at one point in their life, they're all still saved. What happened? The sensitivity to God. Something happened with that sensitivity. Let's be encouraged this morning. My encouragement to us this morning, if you still have it, do all that you can to maintain it. Amen. And if God has been dealing with you in whatever way, you know, it's not just when God deals with sinners, but he deals with saints too. If God's been dealing with you about particular things and you haven't been responding in the way that he desires, be careful. You don't want to lose that sensitivity. And if God is dealing, respond. And if you have some callousness Maybe you still feel his dealings and his workings. You still hear his voice, but it's not quite as strong as it used to be. God can fix that sensitivity, just like he does, and he makes our bodies with our taste buds. He can make it like new. So let's be encouraged this morning. If God is dealing and working, respond. It's my desire to maintain my sensitivity to God. I desire your prayers. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.